Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the indictment is dismissed and it won't be refiled. So on the program today, Lieutenant Governor Brian Krolicki responds. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Greg Crawford, Clara Andreola, and Jill Derby. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
You learned about our business park last year. Please celebrate our growth this year. We started construction on the new I-80 USA Parkway interchange.
And we're extending the parkway beyond Walmart's distribution center. We're adding rail track. We've added a 2 million gallon water tank. And we're doubling the capacity of the sewer treatment plant. We're installing Northern Nevada's most advanced fiber optic communication network.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center,
the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Brian Krolicki. He's the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Nevada.
Good morning, Sam.
Pleasure to have you here, sir. Reading from Ben Spillman's article in the Las Vegas Review-Journal last week, Nevada Attorney General Catherine Cortez Masto said Thursday she will drop the criminal case against Lieutenant Governor Brian Krolicki, despite maintaining that he committed felonies and that her job is to make elected officials be accountable to the public. The unprecedented case neared an end Monday when a judge in Las Vegas tossed it out of the court. District Judge Valerie Adair said the state's indictment was not sufficient and does not satisfy due process. Your thoughts?
I think the judge said it very well. This should have never been in a courtroom. You know, this whole ordeal has been absurd from the very beginning. The whole legal premise has confounded those who study these things. But, you know, I'm just delighted that it's over. The Krolicki family got an early Christmas present, and I think a well-deserved one and a well-opined one. And I can't speak for the general in these matters, but I don't know what they were doing. But someone needs to be accountable. They've spent a lot of money and a lot of time imposing great harm on a lot of people in the process, and I hope there's some good answers to those questions of why we've gotten to this point. But again, I welcome the dismissal. We've done nothing wrong. In fact, the folks, and there were dozens of people involved in these college savings programs, these people did it exceedingly well. I'm proud of the program. I'm proud of the legacy, and my kids are in the program. So as my wife said, you know, make sure you do this right. We did.
What was the financial cost to you on this?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. The bills are still coming, but you know what? You know, it's not about the money, but I think it's a principle. You know, the Attorney General.
But hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you know, I don't make a great living as Lieutenant Governor, very happy being in public service and doing these things, but it's never been about money. But you know, a prosecutor has extraordinary power, and the check to that power is in the courts, but sometimes that can take a long time. In our case, that's a year. And, you know, someone needs to demonstrate that you know, this power needs to have some kind of collar on it, and they need to answer to it, you know, just to not like something someone did and charge them and cost them extraordinary treasure and emotion is not right. And again, I think there needs to be accountability to these processes.
What kind of effect did this have on your family?
You know, many of you know my wife, Kelly, and she's just an extraordinary lady. You know, certainly she's not been pleased with all of this and, you know, questions her husband's choice and vocation, but she's been absolutely wonderful. You know, I've got three small daughters, 11, 9, and 7 now, and, you know, it's hard. You know, it changes things. Our lives will be forever affected by this. You know, you can't, you know, change what's happened, but other people's horrible decisions have put us in a very difficult position, but I'm heartened by just the absolute warmth and understanding from people all over the state, both sides of the aisle now. It's carried us through, but you know, I'm going to carry this as a badge of honor. You know, this is something that I'm proud we've kept our chin up and people have continued to be by our side. I'm proud of public service. I think it's a noble calling. I hope to continue doing this. And again, I'm going to carry forward and be proud of the legacy and my continuing legacy as Lieutenant Governor. We've got some important work to do. We've got to create jobs. And I think it's others in this process who will need to answer questions for the rest of their political and professional careers.
Specifically, what questions?
Why did this happen? What were the motivations? What laws were you even citing? I mean, in some of the quotes, and again, I'm going to look forward, you know, from this point on. I still need to have this conversation because this is still recent news. But for the general to say on television last week, you know, speaking to people like you, that...
No, actually, she ducked our show. She's planning perhaps to come on in January. The office originally called and asked last week for her to be on the program this week, and then started ducking and said maybe we'll be able to arrange it in January.
No. No comment on that, but... You know, this program, the college savings plans, are very complex. They're federal programs. They're regulated by the Securities Exchange Commission, the Municipal Securities Rulemaking Board. I mean, you know, pretty thick bureaucratic folks, but these are national programs. But they're regulated, and there are laws that apply. And but for the Attorney General to suggest that these monies could have been spent to help, you know, children eat, no, they can't. These are trust funds. This is like PERS. You know, this legislature gave us the power to create this trust fund, and it's supervised by a board. It's not the general fund supervised by the legislature. So if that perception is truly hers, that these monies belong to the general fund, it's just, you know, absolutely false. You know, you can read the statutes yourself, and it's pretty clear. You know, somebody thinking about going to law school someday can read these statutes and conclude these aren't general fund money. So, again, I think the more you understand this case, the more confounded you are with why we were even here. And again, those are the questions I think she and those around her need to answer someday.
All right, let's take a break. More with Lieutenant Governor Brian Krolicki right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to nevadanewsmakers.com. Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Two championship courses and life's distractions fading away. Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Brian Krolicki. He's the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Nevada. Jane Ann Morrison in a column recently, and she wrote two columns on this subject. Advice to the Attorney General, let go of the Krolicki case. District Judge Valerie Adair's opinion agreed with Krolicki's attorney, Richard Wright. The indictment was so deficient, Krolicki and his chief of staff, Catherine Bessa, wouldn't understand what crimes they were supposed to have committed over 5.5 years and therefore couldn't defend themselves. From the testimony, it's clear the state believed Krolicki violated the State Budget Act by using $6 million from the trust fund to market the college savings program, except that's not mentioned in the indictment or alleged as a crime, the judge wrote, when she dismissed the case without prejudice, meaning it could be filed again, although the Attorney General has decided not to do that. Your response to that?
Yeah, the Attorney General is the attorney for all the executive branch. We heeded their advice from the very beginning. Again, I mentioned these are complex contracts and programs, but no, the $6 million by contract. I'm not my own attorney, but by contract negotiated, signed by and approved by the Board of Examiners, which the Attorney General sits on, approved these movements of money clearly. I mean, and that's why the first judge, Judge Kadish, when she reviewed the documents and saw that the Attorney General literally approved of these actions, and you know, contracts are contractual law. I mean, the legislature gave this program the ability to contract and be about its business to make it successful, and we've done that. And I'd like to talk about that in a couple minutes. But for the Attorney General to turn around after negotiating and approving these contracts and say, "Oh, I don't like that," you know, how does a lawyer prosecute their own client for heeding their advice? I mean, that's the one thing that I will never understand in all of this, but that's why Judge Kadish in the spring essentially said, you know, Attorney General, you're an aider and abettor. You're out of here. You know, you're gone. And I think the lesson should have been learned in the spring, but it wasn't, and we pursued this process, and now a second judge has essentially admonished the Attorney General's office saying, you know, I can't make heads or tails out of what you're saying.
What was the financial cost to Kathy Besser?
You know, Kathy Besser, and thank you for that question, she's one of the great public servants in a quiet way, or less quiet, certainly to her preference right now, that Nevada's seen. She's just been dedicated to these programs and to service, and to bring her into this. She wasn't even employed in the state treasurer's office when this indictment began. I mean, this was a procedural one from 2001 to 2006. She didn't even work in the office. You know, how do you grab her into this? I think it's a common strategy for prosecutors, but I am working with Kathy. This is not her burden to bear. My family and my supporters will be paying her bills, and we have been doing so, and we'll continue to do so. We got to make it right. She does not deserve to be in this.
John L. Smith, writing about this in the Las Vegas Review Journal, talking about the indictment that after the she held a news conference on Thursday and then dropped by the Review Journal for a lively editorial board meeting. She punched holes in the notion that Krolicki was a victim of politics or happenstance, but she was also compelled to admit her office wouldn't appeal District Judge Valerie Adair's decision to dismiss charges on the grounds the indictment was vague. From a perception perspective, husband Paul Mosto's recent decision to hold a fundraiser for Lieutenant Governor hopeful Ryan Randazzo was a killer for the AG. What was your thought?
Where do you start on that? Again, for her husband not to communicate the fact that they were hosting a fundraiser for a family friend, and despite all the news that we've seen for, you know, a year, and not to be sensitive to his wife's needs in this prosecution. This fundraiser was scheduled to be held 4 days before I was to sit in a Las Vegas courtroom.
And it was canceled once the word got leaked out.
It was canceled, but again, I don't know where to start. I'll let others make their opinions known there. But the general, if she has strong feelings that we did it inappropriately, she should have continued this. The luckiest person last week in the judge's ruling for not going forward in a trial, while I'm a very grateful man that this is not going forward to spare my family some of the additional grief, I think the luckiest person was General Masto, because, you know, she's been admonished for being an aider and abettor in approving contracts, and why are we here? She's been admonished for making a proceeding and making just a joke out of, you know, constitutional due process. But when you get to the actual facts, like the actual contracts and how people did things, and the dozens of people involved, and the fact that the private sector attorneys to this day have never been discussed or interviewed with why and how, you know, statutes were interpreted to do the things we did, these facts would have embarrassed her so greatly that I think she got a great Christmas present too, because now some of these just, you know, incredibly damaging things to the prosecution will not be known fully.
Another piece here from Jane M. Morrison. Did Masto learn anything from this? The only thing I do recognize is it's not sexy enough for the public. There's no way I can win this case in the public's eye. But just as I said, Kralicki should lay off the partisan politics wine. She should lay off the he's guilty tactic anyway. Your thoughts on that?
You know, again, I appreciate Jane Ann's views on these things always. You know, the reasons that this case has been dismissed and why two judges have ruled against the Attorney General have nothing to do with partisan politics. It has everything to do with the facts of the case and the laws involved. So, you know, I think that there's a deception thing going on. Many people believe this is a partisanly motivated crusade. I absolutely do. But that's... I don't wear it. I mean, when we do briefs, it has nothing to do with partisans or personalities. It has to do with the facts and law. That's why this case has been dismissed. You know, this program for college savings is a fantastic one. You know, just last week, I believe, you know, three of the nation's top 10 programs for college savings are Nevada's. You're welcome. We did it without any taxpayer dollars. We did it in a way that we have funded liabilities. We are helping over 500,000 families send their kids on to college and higher education in a tax-advantaged way. We made a profit doing it, and it was balanced to the penny. You know, I'm proud of that. You know, I don't know what else to say except, you know, those folks who've helped create these programs, including some magnificent deputy attorneys general, you know, back in 2001 and 2, we all did a great job, and I'm proud of it. We're going to keep our chin up. These programs will continue to thrive. As I said, my children are involved, and we just need to carry on, and I look forward to just continuing my public service and doing this as long as the people will have me and my wife allows me to run for office.
And you're going to run for lieutenant governor again?
It's absolutely my intention to run for re-election as lieutenant governor.
Pleasure to have you back on the program, and we'll look forward to the attorney general coming on and having her respond to this. She's always welcome here as well. Thank you so much. All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hey, want to trade?
I got pudding.
No way.
I'll give you my lunch for a week.
Get your own.
Hand it over.
Larry, I'm your boss.
So? Awkward.
Get your own chicken marinara melt, our newest $5 footlong, fresh toasted till it bubbles in melt-licious glory. Melted goodness made irresistible. New Subway melts. Subway, eat fresh.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Clara Andreole is here. She's the president and CEO of the Sierra Nevada chapter of the Associated Builders and Contractors. Greg Crawford is the managing partner of Sierra Nevada Wealth Management. And Jill Derby, former chair of the Nevada Democratic Party. Welcome to you all. Let's just go around the table and just your thoughts on the interview with Brian Kralicki.
Well, obviously, I think that Brian did a great job in terms of explaining not only the political climate he's been faced with, but certainly the effect on his family. And I'm happy for him and for the state of Nevada, quite frankly, to put this behind us and worry about important things like getting people back to work.
Greg?
Well, I don't know all the political things that may have been going on through this process. All I can do is evaluate the college savings plan that was the end result of all this. And it's very competitive. We use it. The underlying expenses and costs are quite low. The fund managers that were selected that manage these funds are of very high quality. So from where I sit, it looks like a very competitive plan at the end of this process, which may have had politics involved. Who knows?
Well, let me first say that I'm really very pleased for Brian, and I know it's been tremendously stressful for him and his family. You know, he's a Douglas County guy. That's my county, and we're pretty proud, and he's done a great job as lieutenant governor. But I have to take issue with, I'm not convinced about the partisan nature of this, and I guess it starts with there was, in the process that's gone, it's been a long process, and it started with a Legislative Council Bureau audit. It went to the Attorney General, who sent it to an independent investigation over at the Department of Public Safety. They have an investigative unit, and 18 months investigated. Back to the Attorney General, then to a grand jury that came back with probable cause and recommended indictment. So, I mean, there's a lot of pieces. Sometimes there's an appearance, but if you look at the facts underneath it, there were a lot of independent bodies that preceded this court case. And as I say, I'm pleased for Brian. I'm glad it's behind us. He's done a great job, and it's been a tough kind of process that's gone on for a long time. But I'm not convinced about the partisan piece, because there's been a lot of nonpartisan aspects to the process over the last, whatever it's been, 3 years.
All right, let's move on. Las Vegas Review-Journal reporting yesterday, Governor Givens asked for bigger cuts, perhaps up to 10%. Your thoughts on an additional 10% in cuts?
Well, I think that when we get the results of the economic forum, we'll all be eagerly awaiting that report. And I think looking, even from a business perspective, looking at those contingencies and being prepared for this economic downfall that continues to spiral is important. It's responsible. Certainly no one wants to have anything cut. But the reality is the preparation is his responsibility, and being the CEO, if you will, of the state of Nevada, I think it's a smart move to at least be in that preparatory stage, and certainly we all hope that the cuts won't be deep.
Your thoughts on this?
Well, when you look at the gaming figures, they're still down and negative, and we're moving away from the one-year anniversary of the collapse of Lehman Brothers and some other things where people really thought that the gaming figures would at least stabilize, and they're not. And without that happening, we're going to see continued cuts.
It was interesting listening to Phil Ruffin on NPR this morning talking about his concerns that City Center is going to be taking away from his own room base, and he bought Treasure Island from MGM Mirage.
Yeah, I heard that interview. But, you know, I just have to say that I'm worried for the state out of all of this, and I think it is realistic. We're in a bad way, but, you know, having spent all those years in higher education, the tremendous cuts they've taken, and it's really cut deep. It's cut into programs, student services. You know, education is the future of the state and economic development, and it seems like we're going in the wrong direction. So that's just a frustration. I recognize the numbers aren't looking good. It's a responsible thing to tell everybody to prepare, but I don't know how they're going to cut. We need in the long term to fix this.
There was a story in the Las Vegas Sun a few days ago from David McGrath Schwartz talking about echoes of Jim Rogers in a letter to the governor from Dan Klage, the current chancellor. Mm-hmm. And he's basically saying, we're not going to cut. Yeah. But doesn't that put the Board of Regents in a difficult position, because the governor can just say, all right, well, this is all you're going to get.
Yeah. Well, I think it does put them in a difficult position. But I think that Dan, following Jim's tradition, is trying to say, look, you've cut us to the bone. And how can we provide the service that Nevada needs, that our students need, that our economic development needs, if you cut further? I mean, really, we're into programs now, and that impacts students. I mean, it's not even about bigger class sizes and the cuts in student services, but it's programs that are going to go. That hurts the state.
We got about 30 seconds apiece.
Well, I think one of the interesting things nationally, and I'm not sure Nevada is immune from it, the highest growth sector is government employees. And I'm not suggesting that education doesn't play a critical role. And I would agree with Jill in terms of, you know, how deep do we go? But I certainly think that there are other areas that we can look at creating those efficiencies. And it may be unfortunate, but I think when you create a government position, that's there permanently. And I'm not sure we're in a position right now to be funding, if you will, government jobs.
On the other hand, if you take away those government jobs, now you're looking at unemployment, and you're going to pay there.
Yes, definitely. I agree with Jill. The long-term lifeblood of the state is developing a very highly qualified, skilled labor force. We just hired a UNR graduate from their finance program, terrific young man. But we need to keep those people in state, and we need to develop not only the types of qualified candidates for these kinds of jobs, but also the private sector nucleus to support the graduates who are coming out of the programs.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Make the holidays grand during our year-end clearance sale. We have furniture ready for your home today. All on sale, so much of it deeply discounted. Plus, we're extending our offer of an extra 20% off all Green Dot items. This extraordinary offer is available on all bedroom, dining, living room furniture, accessories, and rugs. You're sure to find that special piece just in time for the holidays. Be sure to visit Ennis during our year-end clearance sale.
Ennis Fine Furniture.
Make the Cake and Flower Shop your one-stop shop this holiday season. They feature unique gifts and stocking stuffers, like Willow Tree figurines or the Kelly Ray Roberts collection. Cake and Flower will also custom create a wine or beer basket filled with exactly what you want for that special person. And don't forget about the traditional holiday cookie baskets and their scrumptious holiday pies. Stop by the Cake and Flower Shop this holiday season or call 323-8951.
Ferguson Christmas Tree Farms is back for the holidays again this year. Since Ferguson Farms grows its own trees, we can sell directly to you. That means big savings. We offer Noble and Norman firs of all sizes starting at $19.99. Believe it or not, we are giving away more than 2,000 trees again this year. Times are still tough, and we want to help those families in need. Ferguson Christmas Tree Farms, now at two locations, next to Jiffy Lube on South Virginia in Reno and at Eagle Canyon and Pyramid Highway in Spanish Springs.
If you're eligible for Medicare, now is the time to choose your Medicare plan. That's where Senior Dimensions comes in. Medicare's enrollment period is underway. Don't wait. Call Senior Dimensions today and get medical coverage and prescription coverage, all for no monthly plan premium. Senior Dimensions has been serving Nevadans for nearly 25 years. Call and find out why.
Senior Dimensions. It's your life. Make it happen.
On our next broadcast, we'll take a look at City Center with Rose McKinney-James.